This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم كل عمل صالح. This is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. Tonight I'm going to narrate the final hadith within the theme of significance of Jumu'ah. There's actually a lot more, and there's a lot of the etiquettes that I didn't point out, but I do find that more than 3-4 weeks of one theme becomes boring, so I'm going to end with tonight, inshallah, and then start something new Sunday. A few more etiquettes to point out when it comes to Jumu'ah. You're not allowed to communicate with people, not even with ishara, so not even with gestures. So communication with people during Jumu'ah is forbidden. Any form of communication is forbidden during the salah. You're focused. You don't look at your phone. You don't even look at your text. You don't do any of that. You don't speak. Obviously, you don't even use gestures. And when you sit, another etiquette that when you sit in Jumu'ah, you don't face the Qibla. You face the Imam, right? Wherever you may be, you face the Imam. That's how you sit. That's how Jumu'ah works. You don't face the Qibla or the opposite, where I love the people who sit and face, mashallah, as if they are, I don't know exactly what they feel they're doing, but they're facing people as if they run the place. You face the Imam. Even if you need to put your back on the wall, that's fine. If you need to recline a little bit because of age or something, you need a chair, but you face the Imam. And then in Salah, you face Qibla. But during Salah, during Jumu'ah, you face the Imam. That's the Sunnah. Because it's adab of Hadith. If someone's speaking to you, you don't look somewhere else when they're speaking to you. Look at the person who's speaking to you, and the Imam is addressing the person, so the person has to look back. These are just some etiquettes I wanted to add to the Jumu'ah. The hadith tonight is actually a collection of a few of them. I'm going to be mindful of the time, or Sheikh al-Janabi will kick me out. He has his fiqh Hanafi halaqa continuation right after Salah, so I would ask people, once I'm done, pray your sunnah, and then if you want to attend, please do. By all means, we're running it at these times, so people who want to attend can attend. But if not, then try to leave the space so that the Sheikh can continue his lecture, inshallah ta'ala. And this is going to be throughout the year, inshallah ta'ala. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما قال كان صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم يخطب الجمعة فيقوم إلى شجرة أو نخلة. The Prophet would give khutbah. He would go to either a tree or a nakhla, and he would stand at the tree or the nakhla and put his hand on it. It was either a lady from the Ansar or a man, he doesn't remember. Ya Rasulallah, ala naja'alu laka minbara. How about we make a minbar for you? Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in shi'tum, if you want. قال فجعلوا له منبرا. So they actually made a minbar. There's other I would go through all the ones, because they actually said exactly who did it and where they went and all these details, but that's okay. They made. قال فلما كان يوم الجمعة, when the Jumu'ah day came, دفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المنبر. They moved the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام because he went to where he usually goes. He went to stand in the same spot that he's been standing for the couple of last number of years. So they took him, pushed him. No, this is where you're going to go now. قال فصاحت النخلة صياح الصبي. And the nakhla started to scream as if it was a child. In another narration in the Imam Muslim, it made the noise that a camel would make if you took her child away. In another narration, صوت العشار, or العشار, the sound of a pregnant animal. Another narration talks about it being this, like the sound of a ijil, of a young calf being removed from its parents. This hadith is narrated in 15 collections and narrated to us by at least 7 different sahaba. This is one of the hadith that's not mutawatir, but it's mashhur. It's well known because a lot of people narrated it to us. قال فصاحت النخلة صياح الصبي. It made noise as if it's a screaming boy. قال ثم نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضمه إليه. The Prophet ﷺ came down and he hugged the branch, the tree. قال يسكن تسكين الصبي الذي يئن. As if he is being cuddled and comforted like a young child that is in pain. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت تبكي على ما كانت تسمع من الذكر عندها. It was crying over the dhikr that was happening in his presence that it's not going to get anymore. وروى ابن سعد في الطبقات عن سهل بن سعد الساعدي. Another narration where Sahil said, فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تعجبون من حنين هذه الخشبة. Don't you find it very very interesting, the haneen, the shawq, the yearning that this branch is showing. قال فأقبل الناس. So people got up and they came close to see because they were hearing, everyone heard the noise. And it was very obvious. So they came towards the branch. قال فكثر بكاؤهم وفرقوا من حنينها. They stood there and they watched, they heard it make the sounds of someone crying. So people got very, very emotional and everyone in the masjid started to cry. وروى ابن ماجه في سننه عن ابن عباس as well, where he said رضي الله عنه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو لم احتضنه لحن إلى يوم القيامة. If I didn't hug him, he would have continued to cry until the day of judgment. وروى ابن حبان في صحيحه عن الحسن البصري, that الحسن البصري قال كان إذا روى الحسن البصري هذا الحديث بكى, that the Hassan al-Basri, if he told this hadith, he would cry. ثم يقول يا عباد الله, he would say, oh servants of Allah, الخشبة تحن شوقا إلى رسول الله لمكانه من الله, that a branch would cry in yearning and love to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام because of his status of within the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فأنتم أحق بالشوق إلى لقائه منه. You are more worthy of being in love and in yearning to meeting him sallallahu alaihi wasallam than this tree has. And that's just 4 or 5 narrations out of the maybe 10 that have small details to add. But a branch. He couldn't imagine losing him alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't leave, he just stood a little bit over there. A branch cried. The Sahaba were in the masjid, over 150 people heard the cry. And they came and they witnessed it, and just a branch cried for him, alayhi salatu wasalam, because that's who he is, alayhi salatu wasalam. And because it was there as he was delivering Jumu'ah. When you think about it, yeah, I get it. Imagine being the spot where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives his Jumu'ahs. It only happens once in a lifetime. He's not going to live forever. He didn't. At some point, the Jumu'ahs are going to end. For you to be the spot where he gives his Jumu'ahs, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. I would have loved to be the dust under his feet, alayhi salatu wasalam, as he gave these khutbahs, not the branch. I think the branch is aiming too high. I think it's aiming too high for me. The dust would have been more than enough, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that's the beauty of, and I use this hadith because we're at that time of the year where remembering him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and engaging in his remembrance and in his ethics and characteristics and love, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the time for it. And it just fits with the theme of significance of Jumu'ah. I hope you found that, inshallah, beneficial. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري قال كان صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا قام إلى يخطب الجمعة فيقوم إلى نخلة أو شجرة فقال رجل من الأنصار أو امرأة يا رسول الله ألا نجعل لك منبرا فقال إن شئتم فجعلوا له منبرا فلما كان يوم الجمعة دفع صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلى المنبر فصاحت النخلة صياح الصبي ثم نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضمه إليه يئن أنين الصبي الذي يسكن فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت تبكي على ما كانت تسمع من الذكر عندها صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم إن شاء الله الجمعة 2:30